This year, only Made in India weapon systems were showcased at the Republic Day Parade, which included ammunition showcasing India's indigenization power such as 21-gun salute through Made in India, 105mm Indian field guns, recently inducted LCH Prachanda, the K-9 Vajra howitzers, MBT Arjun, Nag anti-tank guided missiles, Akash air defense missiles, and the quick reaction fighting vehicles. Notably, the defense services witnessed path-breaking reforms with Defense Minister Rajnath Singh at the helm of affairs to transform the military into a modern, Atmanirbhar, youthful and tech-savvy force. The seamless modernization plan focused on developing force capabilities, the creation of a self-reliant defense ecosystem with Make in India pursuit, and a learner and agile army driven by technology. The doctrinal and operational studies continued on the establishment of theater commands to enhance op preparedness, synergy, and combat potential of the armed forces. Many decisions on restructuring were also satisfactorily implemented. The defense forces were further strengthened with the appointment of General Anil Chauhan as the second chief of defense staff. For the first time, the 21-gun salute was given to President Draupadi Murmu during the parade with 105mm Indian field guns on Kartavya Path replacing the British-made 25-pounder guns. MBT Arjun. The main battle tank Arjun of the 75 Armoured Regiment was led by Captain Amanjit Singh. The motto of MBT Arjun is "Sahasam Vijayat." The state-of-the-art MBT Arjun is third-generation main battle tank developed indigenously by India's Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO. Arjun features a 120mm main rifled gun, a 7.62mm coaxial machine gun, and a 12.7mm anti-aircraft machine gun. It is powered by a 1400 HP diesel engine and can achieve a maximum speed of 70 km/h, 43 miles per hour, and a cross-country speed of 40 km/h, 25 miles per hour. The four-man crew MBT is augmented with an array of systems including a fire control system, integrated fire detection and suppression system, and NVC protection systems. The newly developed Kanchan armor provides all-around anti-tank warhead protection, much higher than available in comparable third-generation tanks. Nag Missile System, NAMIS. The Nag missile system of the 17th Mechanized Infantry Regiment was led by Lieutenant Siddhartha Tyagi. The system, popularly called NAMIS, is a tank destroyer indigenously designed by the Defence Research and Development Laboratory Hyderabad, a lab of DRDO. The motto of NAMIS is "Satra Mech, Har Maidan Fateh." It consists of a tracked armoured fighting vehicle with a crew-less turret capable of firing 6 Nag anti-tank guided missiles. NAMIS has been developed for the recce and support units of the mechanized infantry to reinforce and enhance anti-tank capability along our borders during offensive and defensive operations. The Nag missile is a fire-and-forget ATGM with an effective range of 5 km. The tandem warhead with the capability to lock on before launch and top attack, accurately hits the targets that are moving or trying to escape. The NAMICA has a crew of 4 and apart from other niche technologies, it has an integrated satellite-cum-inertial navigation system, NVC protection, radio sets for encrypted communication, onboard auxiliary power unit for silent operations and Nag missile checkout equipment for health check of ATGMs before firing. NAMIS is a game-changer and the successful development of this modern weapon system for the Indian Army has propelled India into the select club of countries which have developed their own fire-and-forget top-attack tactical ATGMs integrated on AFVs. Quick Reaction Fighting Vehicle, QRFV. The Quick Reaction Fighting Vehicle was led by Captain Naveen Diterwal of the 3 Ladakh Scouts Regiment with a motto of war cry, "Kiki Soso Lahar Gyalo," which means, "Victory to God." These vehicles under Atmanirbhar Bharat scheme are being manufactured by Tata Advanced System and Bharat Forge Limited for the Indian Army and are a shining example of the Indian Army's quest for self-reliance. This 4x4-wheeled armoured platform has full armour protection with a 360-degree turret which mounts a 7.62mm medium machine gun, can carry 10 fully armed troops. The vehicle is ideally designed for troops operating in Ladakh, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. The vehicle is also mine and bulletproof, which suits it as an escort vehicle and special response for key ops. It has a maximum speed of 80 km h with an op range up to 600 km and can negotiate a gradient of up to 25 degrees. 10 meters short span bridge. The 10 meters short span bridge of 64 Assault Engineer Regiment led by Captain Shivashis Solanki is a mechanically launched assault bridge designed by DRDO to help combat engineers crossing formidable obstacles like canal or nallas in a matter of minutes. The motto of 10 meters short span bridge system was Agrani Ajay, which means, always leading and unconquerable. These bridges can be utilized by mechanized and armored columns to speedily cross obstacles and destroy the enemy. These indigenous bridges signify that no obstacles remain impediments to the mechanized forces of the Indian Army are a step forward to Atmanirbharta in defense. The regiment will celebrate 50 years of glorious history on the 30th of September 2023. Mobile Microwave Node and Mobile Network Center. Mobile Microwave Node and Mobile Network Center of Corps of Signals was led by Major Mohammad Asif Ahmed of 2AHQ Signal Regiment with a motto of Tiva Chaukas, which means, swift and secure. The column consists of two vehicles, a Mobile Microwave Node, and Mobile Network Center. Major Mahima Kataria of 2AHQ Signal Regiment is in charge of the Mobile Network Center. The Mobile Microwave Node of the Indian Army is capable of extending high-speed operational communications to tactical battle areas. The node is mounted on a high-mobility vehicle platform and housed in an NVC-proof ruggedized shelter to provide matching mobility and sustenance to mobile mechanized operations. The vehicle can operate on optical, microwave and satellite media to provide triple play services to include voice, data and video to field formations in active hostilities. The Mobile Network Center is a next-generation network vehicle and enabler of network-centric operations. It hosts three core functionalities of network operations, security operations and the data center. It acts as a force multiplier by enhancing battlefield transparency and increasing situational awareness. The vehicle has a crew of six led by an officer and is equipped with an IMS core, aggregation routers, access switches, large screen displays, and high-speed processing platforms. The mobile node is developed indigenously and upholds the Atmanirbhar Bharat mission. Wheeled Armored Platform, WHAP 8x8 on 70-ton trailer. Wheeled Armored Personnel Carrier, WHAP 8x8, carried on a specialist 70-ton trailer is indigenously designed and developed by DRDO. WHAP is a modular, 8x8 wheeled combat platform. WHAP is a state-of-the-art customizable platform for roles such as infantry vehicle, CBRN vehicle, and ATGM carrier. The armored personnel carrier variant on display is integrated with a 30mm turret, composite armor and innovative blast protection. This amphibious vehicle can cross rivers and canals and its maximum on-road speed is 100 km per hour. The 70-ton trailer is equipped with state-of-the-art hydraulic suspension for better mobility, steerable axles, and a hydraulic ramp for ease of loading and unloading heavy payloads. The trailer, which is capable of negotiating sharp turns and gradients, has undergone extensive trials with MBT Arjun's payload.